Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
All right, this has been The Burt Show's Single Girl Boot Camp Week, and today is the finale. We got a panel of single guys in here. Southside Steve from Rock 100 is in here. I got it in for you, dude.
Yeah, come on.
Dolvette is here, Brian Duke, and we have...
Okay.
Dutch.
Hey.
That's no statement about you, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
So if you have a question for our single guy panel, then give us a call right now. 404-741-Q100, although the lines are pretty jammed right now. Hey, Jesse, what's up?
Hey, I was just wondering, after a date, you guys have a great time, everything goes good, should you always wait on the guy to call you or text you or, like,
always
text? Always, not even like, hey, had a good time, what are you doing tonight? I'm not talking about like 100 creepy texts or anything.
Like Mikey from Swingers? Yeah, don't do that. If you want to, after the date, if you have a good time, sure, send a note. Hey, had a great time. Good to see you. Leave it at that at the very most. If a guy wants to see you, he will drag himself through a nuclear holocaust to want to be with you and to want to spend
time
with you.
I don't know what that is.
I mean, he will absolutely do anything and go to the end of the earth if he wants to hang out with you.
Like, does it do you any good? Because what she's saying is, I mean, what you just said was even just a one-liner saying, hey, thanks a lot.
That's fine.
Why even do it then?
Well, I mean, that's fine. Just acknowledging that, you know, you had a good time. Or you can, I mean, if you want to leave the guy guessing, I mean, go completely radio silent.
No,
on
don't play games. Yeah. You had a good time. Say you had a good time.
But you say don't play games. Everybody plays games.
Yes, they do. Everybody. Do you play games?
Everything's a game. It's
do you
a
play
hunt.
Games?
Absolutely.
You just said it was
a play games?
A hunt
absolutely
is a
it is. And girls in this town are smart. Girls know what they're doing. I mean, they've been exposed to so much BS from guys like me. They know what's going.
But that's because you are the gamer. No offense. You are the gamer.
Absolutely,
you're thinking we're all gamers, but I don't think everybody in this room's a gamer.
What are you saying, that you're not a gamer?
Totally not.
Whatever.
Here's a guy who's completely committed when he's in a relationship.
Thank
he's
you.
Saying when he's single,
I'm about
he's
to work out
single.
At your gym.
Yeah, let's go. Bodysculpting.com, $4.
No, I disagree with that. I think that you should text after. I've had two dates in probably the past 2 weeks where girls did hit me with a text, had a really good time, it was a good scene, this was a lot of fun. And all it tells me is, okay, she's cool.
That's fine.
She had a good time. That's checking in, but leave it at that.
Absolutely.
No more.
I had a good time. I loved your suit. I loved the conversation. Don't give me all that. Just I had a good time. That's enough.
That's all you
that's
need.
That's all you got to do. And that's classy and it's cool.
A little dude bait. That's all that is.
Yep.
Okay, Chev?
All right. I've got a question about the full disclosure on dating. Like you guys say, a girl should assume that if you guys are dating, that they're dating other people. Do you guys also assume that about women?
I do.
Yep.
That they're
I
dating
do.
Other people. And what
absolutely.
Is that? Yeah. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
I love it.
It's a great thing.
It's a good thing. Yeah. It's a good thing. It says that, you know what, you're in the hunt, so to speak, as opposed to hunting. So it puts you at a certain
makes them more attractive.
It's like a good quarterback controversy.
If they have options, if they have options, it makes them more attractive. Like, well, I'm not the only game in town.
You already think she's attractive. That's why you approached her in the first place.
It takes you know what it does. It takes the pressure off because if I'm going out with you and I know you're dating other guys, then I'm like, she's not going to go heavy at me at first. It gives me time to figure out if I even like you. If I decide I do like you, then I'm confident. In who I am, that you're going to figure out that I'm the better guy for you and you're going to let the others go. But
absolutely.
Until I figure it out, it allows this thing to be very relaxed. Girls, you need to be dating
casual.
More than one person in the beginning.
Yeah, okay. And I think women have a hard time with that because they feel like if they don't say something about it, then they're doing something sort of disloyal or dishonest or whatever.
No.
What does a woman say or not say in that situation?
You don't say anything.
You don't say anything.
Well, it depends
at
on
some
the stage.
Point, it's going to have to come out, though.
Point.
I mean, if
yeah,
you,
exactly.
Like, I mean, I don't
that's
know if it's 7 dates
four,
or 8 dates. Yeah, but eventually you're going to have that talk.
Yeah. I mean,
you wait for him to bring it up, though, right?
You wait for him to bring up what?
It comes on interest. You know, as you get more and more interested in a person, you're on date number 5, you're on date number 7.
There you go.
You know, as you're on these dates and you're finding that you're kind of brushing the other guys off, you're probably will say to him, you know what, just to let you know, I have been or was dating someone, but I like where we are right now. Be honest, be classy,
that's
be
cool.
yourself.
But are you guys all agreeing that let the guy bring it up?
Yeah, but we're talking 7-8 dates down the road.
Yes. I mean,
that's a
couple
good of weeks.
7 or 8.
This isn't after we had drinks after work and during happy hour the first time, and you're all of a sudden,
I've dated 7 guys! Woo!
You don't do that.
This has been the best hour of my life. I've been on the phone in the bathroom. I've gotten rid of everybody. This is awesome.
So the advice really that listen to this, single women, is that it doesn't ever hurt for you to wait to define the relationship. Let him do it.
So
he'll eventually come to you and say, are we...
eventually bring it up.
Yes.
If it's going to work and you're cool, it will define itself.
Yes,
you're not
going
to have to worry about
it'll
that.
It'll just happen.
There you go.
Let it happen. Let it breathe.
Say it again.
I would say with some guys, though, some guys will not ever say anything for as long as they have to.
How long are we supposed to wait for that?
Enjoy that time.
You'll know.
And there is no right time. What Delvette's saying is that you kind of have to feel it. If you're feeling, if she is at a point where she's letting the other guys go and mm-hmm. she stopped calling him back and has started spending more time with you as one person, then that's about the time she says, by the way, we're not super exclusive, but I've stopped sleeping with other people. you can still come out on a date as long as you don't sleep with them, and then you know you still feel it around.
Well, I got to.
Well, my best friend is a girl. Her name's Jennifer, and we actually just had this conversation this week, and she's got this guy. She really likes him. You know, but he's not the one. I mean, he just right. isn't the one. She likes a lot of things about him, but...
Did he know that until just now?
Well, he may know it now.
We
so,
won't
I
say
mean,
her last name. We meant Lucy.
Yeah, right. But so, you know, the thing is she's asking me, she's like, you know, I don't know. I mean, what do I do? Do I continue seeing the guy? She was like... You know, we're having sex together, but you know, I don't know if this is going to make it long term. But I don't really want him sleeping with other people, and so I'm like, well, you don't have that right. I mean,
no.
you just don't.
Please
don't.
Let me give this advice as a guy that's been married for 13 years. Let me give this advice to the single population of Atlanta. When you know it's not going to work anymore, get the hell out quick.
Yes,
because there is no use in staying in a relationship that's not going to be long-term for you. This is a city filled with 5 million people, hundreds of thousands of single people. You're going to be married eventually. Go out and date now.
Yeah.
Now. Do it. Don't stay in a relationship that's not going to work.
No, absolutely.
That's true.
No, you don't want to waste any time.
If you'd like to make a
call. Okay.
That person hung up.
Yes, I would.
It's going to be a good one right there. She wanted to know if an experienced guy is turned off by dating a virgin.
Ooh,
I'll take this one. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And no way in hell would I take the virginity away from any girl. No guy should. No guy should do that unless he's in love. And I'm saying that to any guy. If you do, you are a tool bag douche from the word go, because she's going to have that awkward look on her face. She might even cry. She might scream. I don't know what, but you know why I don't know? Because I've never done it, and I won't do it. If you want to date me, you better have been with me.
Why does that even have to be a topic of conversation?
It's going
to
come up because it's going to be awkward.
I mean,
and something that's going to be...
So she doesn't want to sleep with you. Like, girls that aren't virgins aren't going to want to sleep with you,
there's
Steve.
No, that's not true, Jen.
Like, why does the virgin have to bring that in conversation? That is a frustration for me. Women who have either very little experience or are virgins, like, wear that like some sort of badge of honor. Just shut your mouth about it, right? Then it's never an issue.
Right. Don't.
I mean, until you get to the point where maybe you want to get physical or whatever. But like you said, that's 7 or 8 dates down the road, and then you're talking about a completely different thing. I don't think you need to drop the virgin bomb until you've been dating for a couple months.
In men's eyes, if you're dating someone that's, you know, between the ages of 25, 35, whatever it may be, and she comes at you and says, well, I'm a virgin, I've never had sex, you're automatically going to be like, whoa.
No way.
Why? What does it say to you?
Well, it says that, you know, if you do wind up having sex with this person, first of all, you're going to feel guilty for stealing her virginity if you don't have intentions of carrying it through, you know, to the finale.
True.
And of getting married. And secondly, if you do have sex with her, then she's going to be very clingy. She's going to be emotionally attached to you forever. That's just the guy's mentality.
That's honest.
Right. Crying in the bedroom.
Thank you for being honest.
Crying in the bedroom, never cool. Girl, girls don't do it. If you cry in the bedroom, you're done.
I always cry.
I don't care what.
If she won't hold you, you start crying.
I cry. I cry all the time.
I guess it's never been that good for her.
No, it has. To let you know, there's been about 40.
Wow.
Ba-da-ba-da-boom. I know. There's been about, y'all, I know what's happened, everybody in this room, because I can spot players. I've had probably about 30 or 40 girls that have gotten emotional, and I'm like, I'm getting out of this.
Yeah, eject Hannah.
Tomorrow. It has happened to all of us, and that's when we eject. We're gone. We are plotting our escape right there.
Absolutely.
Here is Lauren. Good morning, Lauren. You are on with the Single Guys panel.
Hey, Bert Show and friends.
What's going on?
Hey, Lauren.
I actually just wanted to know, like, if you're really into a guy and you guys are dating for around, like, 3 months and everything's really great and all of a sudden he just stops calling, stops texting, what does that mean?
He found a better opportunity.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's done. A simple
He's
one.
With somebody else.
No
does,
call.
At the end
no
of the
call.
Day, does it matter? I mean, if he's not calling and he's not texting, he just stopped, why do you need an answer? It's over.
Women need closure.
Well, I mean, because, like, he keeps popping up, you know? Like, when you start forgetting them, they come back around and they'll text and see what you're doing if you want to hang out, but it never comes around to that.
That's a little game we like to call push-pull. You know, it's he can look at it. You're probably a booty call to the guy.
That's
he's
all
got,
it is.
He's got other options that he views as better than you, and he's – I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, it's tough love, but on a Sunday night when he wants a Sunday girlfriend, that's when he calls you. I mean, he'll probably send you – or a text late night when he's out.
Isn't it weird to you guys to listen to a call like that and say, and she legitimately didn't know the answer to that?
Yeah,
like it seems so obvious to guys.
Wendy brought up a good point.
Women need closure.
Yeah.
If it was opposite and a girl stopped texting you, wouldn't you want to know why?
No, we
know. Or would
you just
not care?
She's not digging.
We know.
She's not into you.
Essentially, she's not digging me.
That just happened to me.
These guys are all like, that never happens to me. They always just keep bothering me. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
What is this not calling me thing?
But you know, if you're cool.
Sorry, stupid question.
If you're nice, guys a lot of times play it, and I think these guys do the same thing. I'm going to be nice to every girl. There's not one girl I haven't gone out with that I can't go back out with because I didn't do anything stupid. I didn't yell at her. I wasn't mean to her.
Exactly.
I was cool. And what I did is I just quit calling. And when you do that, it freaks you girls out and it allows us to come back for round two when we want to.
Yeah. You're and like that the can kings be, of like, keeping the door
How many girls have you
open?
Run into 6 months later in Bucket or somewhere like, God, you know, I lost your number. I was going through something. I'll be honest with you. An ex-girlfriend called back or my father was sick. And the next thing you know, bam, you're right back. And 3 days later, you're not calling her again.
Right. Damn. Exactly. And that's
just disrespectful.
It is.
Look at you.
What you got,
Chad? The bastion of chivalry
right,
over
question
here.
Question for you guys. How many dates do you have to go on before there's like an explanation required? Like if a girl's dating a guy for a little while and then all of a sudden she's kind of like, not really feeling it. Do you just stop calling? At what point does it deserve an explanation
that because that's not
a
working
debate.
For you.
That's not working. This was a debate because Wendy had a date with a single dad.
Yeah, and I think that's a difference. I think
that's
a different category.
Because Bert was saying that she needed to tell him she wasn't interested anymore, and I said just stop texting her.
Because for me, like when you're a single dude, I mean your time is just so compacted, you know. So rather than you can play games more with guys that don't have kids because they've got the time to play with it. With a single guy, you just tell him because he just doesn't have time for it.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it depends on how much you disclose in every date. You know what I mean? The more you expose how intimate, you know, you can kind of judge it on that too. You know, I don't know how many dates you've been on with him or something like that. But
just one.
Just one. Well, then
it's yeah, you don't know the explanation whatsoever.
You don't owe him. One date, there is no, it's not necessary.
Has he texted back or called or anything?
Nope.
Yeah, you don't
know.
Yeah, so
it's done. It's a wrap. Wrap it up, throw it in the
but I think the best advice for girls, period, and I think in any relationship, give 100% trust up front. Don't make it something somebody has to earn. Life's too short. It's theirs to destroy. But trust them in the beginning because the guy may not be a player. You got to give somebody a shot. If you're going in there and you got your defense up, you're not going to find it.
Or he may be done with being a player.
True.
Here is Anna. Good morning, Anna. You're on the Bert Show, Q100.
Hey, guys. My question is, do you have to dress like a whore to get attention?
You don't have to, but it helps.
That's a great question because... I mean, you can go out in jeans and a t-shirt and guys won't hit on you, but if you go out with your boobs out, guys will hit on you.
I
think jeans and a t-shirt, girls can go out with that as well.
Yeah.
You know? I think if you're hot, you're hot. You know what I mean?
Pretty face goes a long way.
A guy will talk to a girl that works at McDonald's. Word up. Like, we don't care.
You could be wearing sweatpants and a flannel shirt and go out to the store.
Uniform, seriously.
Yeah. It always makes me laugh. Like, if we'll go to dinner at Ginky or something, which, you know, is always a scene. You get all these younger girls that come in there, and they're all geared up like they're going to some like banquet or something, and they've got the Get It Girl gear on, you know, with their butt and their boobs hanging out.
The
and
Get It Girl gear?
Yeah, the Get It Girl gear.
You mean the BB uniform?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I date a lot of those. The BB girls.
Yeah, and so
everything's BB.
And my girlfriends that I'm with, they're just chilling, like jeans and just a shirt. And it's like,
I love my
friends. What are you doing getting all dressed up? You're trying to make trying to put on a show here, and you don't need to do that. I mean, you're a pretty girl. Don't try and mask whatever insecurity you got by trying to dress up. You're going to eat sushi at some dive bar.
I've heard this before also. Like when I first met him, I was dressing provocatively, right? I was showing everything. And then we started going out, and then he was annoyed by the way I was dressing.
That's an insecure guy. You don't have time for that. Insecurity and jealousy. Yeah. Don't put up with those two qualities in any man.
Yep. Straight up.
Yep.
Straight up.
Straight
that
up.
That is going to be destructive. If a guy's going through your cell phone, who are you talking to?
God.
Any
problems?
Of that kind. And so many guys do it. Man, you're a piece of property, really? And that guy's insecure. Let him go.
That's bad news.
Right, we got time for one more. We could do this for the next 3 hours.
Oh, no.
Hey, Heather, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I am newly single. I was married for many years and actually started dating the guy when I was 13. So I've never dated. I've never dated. And I'm so new, excuse me, to all of this. And I don't have any single friends, really. All my friends are married. So my only option is to go to a bar or, you know, just someplace after work and hang out at the bar by myself, and I just feel like that screams insecurity or that I'm, you know, desperate.
I'm going to give you Brian's number.
That's a great question. No, I'd like to go out by myself, too.
All right, so what is your impression of women that go out by themselves?
That's a tough one. I've gone out by myself. I don't know if it's...
Well, what are you thinking of a woman that's sitting at a bar by herself, though?
I don't know.
She's a huntress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
She's trying to get hers too. I mean, if you're by yourself, that means you're prepared to hook up.
Yep.
That's not necessarily true.
No.
That's what we perceive it as.
Maybe not hook up, but definitely meet a guy.
No. The question is, Wendy, for the guys, like, what is their impression? Not really what your intention is, but what do these guys think if they see a woman in a bar by herself?
If I see some Kujar with, you know, bolt on sitting at the bar by herself, I'm like, oh, she's in it to win it, son.
What's bolt?
Yeah.
He's talking about
fake boobs.
Oh, fake boobs.
Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, you know what? He has many. He has many terms.
So it's a sign that she is
ready to roll.
She's
ready to meet a guy. Whether or not she's going to sleep with you, that's whatever. But if she's alone at a bar, she's meeting a guy. That is her prime goal. The girls don't go out to a bar to hang out and watch a game. They go out to meet guys.
Right.
So how do we solve this person's issue, though?
Well, she's just so...
You can't fix everybody.
Yes, sir.
Here's what I would say.
You're screwed.
You know, start slow. Meet some friends at work. Some friends at work. Go out just after work and hang out with them and start slow. Build some friends to go out with. Yeah. That's the hard part.
Thanks, Dutch. You've been great, man. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're really good. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it, man.
Yep.
Delvet.
A pleasure.
Where you work, dude?
BodyScopeInc.com. $5!
And Southside, thanks for coming over, man.
And I'm going to give you from bolt-ons, I call it man-made.
There you go. Dealer add-ons, whatever you want to say.
This is The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.